This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My very special guest on Bent Notes is an entertainer whose career spans over 40 years, including ARIA Awards and nominations in each of the past three decades. Discovered in an English pub talent quest, she's now one of Australia's preeminent women of song across a range of genres, including pop, folk and jazz, as well as being an author, an actor, a sax player and a songwriter. What a long list of talent. It's my pleasure to bid a very warm welcome to Bent Notes here at Joy 94.9 to Grace Knight. Welcome.
What an introduction.
It's all true.
It sounds pretty impressive when you put it together like that.
How are you going? Very well, thank you, Grace. It's been a while since we've spoken, so thank you so much for taking the time out of your Sunday evening to talk to us tonight. Now, in addition to your on-stage performance and the entertaining talent you have, you have used your skills to write, but not only songs, but you've composed your autobiography back in 2010 called Pink Suit for a Blue Day, and you've also written a book of children's poetry called Dragons, Flies, Monsters and Spies. I love that title. Is your writing...
I don't think the ABC liked the title very much. It was too wordy. Yeah, it was just a collection of children's slightly wicked poetry, the sort of thing that I would make up, recite to my son. It's a book, yeah. It was good. Things about snotters and boogers and farty bum-bums and why you shouldn't eat biscuit crumbs off the floor because you'll get gastroenteritis and it's a very nasty virus. Things like that.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Grace.
It was a lot of fun.
Is it still available?
No.
Oh.
No. That'd be out of print. I think I've got a copy floating around somewhere, but no, that was a long time ago.
Is your writing talent something that comes out of your growth as a performer, wanting to tell stories as you perform?
Look, I'm not sure I would call it a talent. I've dabbled and I really enjoy it, but I don't think I'm a talented writer. I've just, written a book of poetry, and I did write something that was autobiographical. I enjoyed the process of doing it, but I couldn't have put it together without my partner in the book, Ray Kessel, who's kind of got all my stories and helped me to tie them together and things like that. So, look, I'm not a talented writer. I've just got a lot to say.
Well, you obviously also have the get up and go to actually sit down and do it, not just say, oh, that's a good idea, I'll do it next year. You've actually taken the time to sit down and write your autobiography, document all the poems that you've put together for your son. How did you remember all those poems, by the way? I assume the poems sort of didn't just happen and you wrote them down straight away.
No, a very funny story. I split up with my child's father and we split up and went to different houses and I didn't have anything. I lost the CD player and the record player and the television and the radio and half of the pots and pans. And I just had the baby, the pots and pans and the pram, some pencils and a pad. And so when I put my son to bed at night, I just started writing this poetry thinking that they would be good lessons. If I could teach my son these lessons, it would be fun to say in a poem. So, yeah, that's where it all came from.
What a great way to do it. And was your son of an age that he could understand the poems at that stage?
Not at all. No, he was 3.
So you could have got away with saying absolutely anything.
Well, yeah, I could have. But I wanted them, there's a little kind of, secret message underneath it all, when you cough or, when you fart, you blame it on the cat. And it was quite fun to do that.
I'm sure it was.
Where's that cat, that sneaky Tom? He's been in here and dropped a bomb.
Love it. That is magnificent, Grace. And now your a song or a poem is sort of over in a few minutes. To my mind, not having ever done that, it seems like a fairly focused creation. And from the way you're describing those poems, they're very focused on a particular topic at the time. Are songs and poems easier to write than the autobiography that you wrote in terms of the size of it?
As I say, I'm not a talented writer, so I find I have to really sit down and concentrate and, you know, not rub things out, but edit and edit and edit and edit both myself. And I'm talking about songwriting, by the way.
Yes.
So I've only got a sentence and I want that sentence to say ever so much, or I want it to lead you somewhere that you can imagine ever so much from that sentence. So I have to spend a lot of time on that. Writing the book was a different thing because it was really a case of getting memories out and not going off in tangents, which I would naturally do in conversation. You know, I'd take a left turn, you know, halfway through a sentence and then, you know, come back and finish it later.
I don't feel so bad anymore. I think I do that most of the time. I'm glad to see someone else does. When you're writing your songs, do you use your own life as your inspiration, or do you look outside of your own life and other things happening in the world?
Look, I'm not a songwriter. In Eurogliders, Bernie Lynch writes all songs for Eurogliders. My dabble, you know, my foray into songwriting has been one album, which kind of went down the toilet pretty soon after it was released. It wasn't a very successful album.
Right.
Probably in part due to the name, which was Zeitgeist, and no one could pronounce it at the time. And radio DJs were saying, you know, this is a track off Grace's new album, Zeitgeist.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm going, no, Zeitgeist, you know. Anyway, so look, I'm not a songwriter, but I like to interpret Bernie Lynch's songs. In terms of the pop music, in terms of jazz music, there's a lot out there to choose from.
Yeah, it's a huge library. How important is it to you when you're looking for a song to sing that it hits the mark with you, that it feels right? Are there songs that you've looked at and said, no, I'm not going to sing that?
I think the first thing I hear in a song is the story and where it's going. And so that's the first thing that I relate to. And then after that, it's just then my interpretation of the story that affected me and no longer the song that I heard, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is that you've taken the song and you've interpreted it for something that's been part of your life.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's getting, I suppose, right into the song itself.
Yeah, and just I kind of call it overlaying your own experience over a lyric. You know, that's really what helps me make the song mine and not me copying Judy Garland, for example.
Because I suppose anyone can just copy someone else in terms of what they sound like, but to have a song that really hits the listener, you've got to have that sense that the singer is really meaning what they say.
Look, I think I learned quite a long time ago the audience can sense insincerity. And, you know, when the easiest way I can describe insincerity is when you've got a 10-year-old girl talking about someday who'll come along the man I love, and you go, no, no, this doesn't fit. You know, you're 10 years old. How can you possibly understand what this song's about?
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
On Bent Notes, my very special guest here on Joy 94.9 is singer, actor, sax player, songwriter, author and poet. Grace, that's a very long list. Grace
Knight.
I know, Knight.
And I don't, you've got to slow down. I think you've been reading Wikipedia. I played a saxophone about 35 years ago and smashed my front tooth.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I got so excited playing it on stage.
Oh, no.
And I recorded a little bit of saxophone, the little tune that I taught myself,
yes,
which was ba-doo-doo-doo, ba-doo-doo-doo. That was it. That was the tune that we needed on a recording. So
yes.
I put that down. And then I got credited with playing sax on the album, and then it goes on Wikipedia saying, you know, she's a saxophonist, and in every interview I do, I have to say, no, I'm not. I'm not a saxophonist.
But you're now in the ether as being a sax player.
I played a kalimba as well on another Eurogliders track. That's a little thumb piano. That's the only tune I know how to play on it.
Well, you have skills at playing a very short riff on the sax and also on the kalimba. I'll add kalimba into my list. Grace, 18 albums, I believe, over a 40-year career. That sort of equates to one every 2 years, virtually.
Sort of, it does.
Yeah, it does indeed.
I'm not sure if my latest album, which has just arrived, what day is it today?
It's the 11th of March, Sunday.
Okay, so it arrived on Friday, which is called Grace. I think that's my 19th.
Wow.
Album.
What's the genre of Grace?
It's a mishmash. What I've been doing at my live gigs and what I intend to do at when I come to Hawthorne Arts Centre.
Yes.
I just like singing the songs I like doing, and some of those are songs I learned as a five-year-old. Some of them are Irish, traditional Irish songs, some Eurogliders stuff that I've really loved performing, some of the jazz stuff that I've really enjoyed. And so it's a real mishmash of stuff I like and stuff that the audience like as well, because I've been doing that at my live shows, you know, over the past few months. And it's great because it doesn't give people time to get bored.
Well, now that's a good way to look at it, isn't it? A little bit of everything so that everyone is happy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I've noticed that your schedule over coming months is rather busy. You've got a combination of Eurogliders and jazz gigs right round Australia. Do you ever tire of touring?
No, I tire of travelling, but I don't tire of performing. I love it.
Something about being in the spotlight?
Well, no, there's something about doing what you're supposed to be doing and it being your job. And you really, really, really enjoying and trying to do your best at your job. I mean, imagine having a job, and I'm talking to your listeners,
yes,
where you can't wait. I mean, I've never had another job like this before where I can't wait to get to work. I really try my hardest when I get there. People tell you, oh, yeah, that's fantastic, and they give you an applause, and sometimes they give you a standing ovation. So imagine having that every day that you went to work.
That would be wonderful.
Office. In the office, yeah, as you walk in.
I must speak to my manager. I would get some strange looks if I started applauding people at work.
Oh, I think you should do it for the crack.
When am I back at work? I'm back at work on Tuesday. I'll let you know how I go.
Yeah. You could call it Happy Work Day.
Oh, I love that. I'm just writing that down now. Happy Work Day Tuesday. I'll see what happens, how we go, whether I get any strange looks. Now, you've got things coming up. You've got September. You've got the Ellington Jazz Club in Perth. In May, you're at the Paris Cat Jazz Club right here in Melbourne for two nights. In April, and I love the name of this place, the Doobop Jazz Bar in Brisbane.
Oh, right. I haven't been there, actually.
I love the name of it.
New venue for me, anyway.
And in just a couple of weeks' time, what is it, just under 2 weeks now, you're at the Hawthorne Arts Centre here in Melbourne. A beautiful, well, it's an old building. It's the former town hall. So it's a large space, but it is looking just magnificent. What have you got for us at the Hawthorne Arts Centre on Friday, March 23?
Well, to coincide with the release of my new album, Grace, I'm going to do exactly that, a mishmash from all the genres that has ever really moved me. And as I say, that could be from Irish folk songs through to, which I might add, I insist that the audience join in.
Oh, I love it.
Well, it's not an Irish folk song if you're not all doing it.
Well, exactly.
yeah, and some jazz, you know, stuff from my jazz career, stuff from Eurogliders, and it'll be fun. It's a fun gig.
It sounds like it's going to be really a great lot of fun. I think I was at the Mooney Ponds with Daryl McKenzie's big band you did a couple of years ago. That was great fun too.
Oh, right.
Yes, the Clocktower Centre.
They're amazing, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely superb. And it must be amazing to have different groups of people backing you, but can you beat a big band?
Well, look, they're two different. They're completely different things. Having, when I come to Hawthorne, I won't, to Hawthorne Arts Centre, I won't have a big band.
Yep.
But I'll have three of the most incredible musicians with me.
Who have you got?
And but they make it sound big, believe me.
Yep.
And very, very beautiful.
Who have you got playing for you, Grace?
Now you've really run it past me. I'll have Sam Leman, who's my music director.
Yes.
He'll be there. On bass, Philip Rex on double bass.
Yep.
A beautiful player.
Yes.
And on drums is a bit of a surprise.
Oh, well, we will be surprised on that night.
It's a surprise.
Well, Grace, thank you so much for chatting tonight. I must recommend your website. It is so nice to look at
and get
the information from. You've got room there to RSVP and also to buy tickets to all your gigs with links all the ticket places. So the concert we're particularly talking about here is the Hawthorne Arts Centre at 360 Burwood Road in Hawthorne. 8 o'clock, Friday 23rd of March, which is just under 2 weeks' time. And it's called Grace Knight in Concert. And it's not called the Mishmash, but that's what it will be, a bit of everything from Grace Knight, a great night's entertainment, obviously. So, Grace, thank you again for chatting tonight on Bent Note. It has been a thrill for me to do so because it's been a while since I've spoken to you. I look forward to a great night of music on that night. And I reckon I'm going to take you back in time and play a piece of music from the soundtrack of Come In Spinner. Because this is a beautiful song. It's Sophisticated Lady. And I think that fits you perfectly, Grace.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Grace Knight, thank you so much for talking to Bent Notes here on Joy 94.9.
I'm really looking forward to getting down there, and I'll see you on the 23rd. Mwah! Bye.
They say into your early life romance came. And in this heart of yours burned a flame, a flame that flickered one day and died away. Then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learn that the years have changed you somehow. I see you now. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamonds shining, dancing, dining. With some man in a restaurant, is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you missed the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamonds shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, the
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.